And just recently, and you're in good hands here with both of them. There are a lot of scammers in this business, and David and Anka are very reputable people. So good choices on your part to be here and part of this group. So we're going to talk about how and why to sell commodity options. A little different take on commodities. We don't do futures. We do all option trading at Trading Gods, but there are commodity option. Options, commodity options, options. There you go. So we can do that. So that's what we're going to talk about today, how to do commodities in an option account. Of course, you've had about 10 of these disclaimers today, and ours is the same as everyone else's. Not investment advice, just for informational research purposes only. we're not saying that you're going to make money, and it's not financial advice. It's informational. You should contact a financial advisor. And of course, you're responsible for anything that happens, either good or bad, to your account. Regarding options in particular, the government has this specific disclaimer. It's important that you understand that. Take a look at it. You can click on the link if you want to get real serious. But we'll just say it's educational and informative in nature. We're not recommending that you buy or sell anything. And that it's stocks, forex, futures, and options trading is not appropriate for everyone. That's pretty important. There is substantial risk of loss. Losses can and will occur. We don't guarantee gains. Of course, we aim for that and quite confident about that. But there's no representation that you're going to make money with this program. So I'm out of breath after all that. But it is important because you need to go into trading with your eyes wide open. It's not easy to be a successful trader, and it takes study. It's like being good at anything. Your career, it is a career. You have to treat it as a career. You have to treat it as a business. If you come in and treat it as a game or as something just for fun, you will definitely not succeed. But if you come in and treat it in a business-like way and learn and develop your skills. That's why you're all here today. Then you have a really good chance of success because you'll be one of the 5 or 10% who actually do that. So we're going to talk about selling commodity options, why you want to do that, how to do it, and how it might work for you and your plans. So there are really three ETFs that are the best for commodity trading. GLD, it's one of the largest ETFs in the world. It's right up there with, I think, the SPY. The S&P is number one. I think gold used to be number two or three. Silver also really big, and USO. So those are the big three. Very liquid, lots of volume, lots of participants, and really easy, not easy to trade, but can be traded effectively. The cool thing about this is they're listed on a regulated exchange, so it's not a futures contract, or it's not a any kind of, you don't need a separate account. You can do this in any securities account at TD Ameritrade, Charles Schwab, just anywhere you want to go. And you can do these as risk management or speculative tools. And you can even do this in IRA accounts, which is a real plus if most people that I know have their significant assets in some kind of an IRA account. A couple of real advantages there. You can basically trade commodities inside these accounts. And you also get, of course, the tax deferrals benefits, which is a big deal. So lots of advantages here for traders and investors. So we mentioned a little, they are highly liquid. I mean, we'll look in a minute, but these ETFs trade massive volume. And what we do is primarily is we sell options. We buy once in a while, but mostly we sell. And the reason we do that is because the average person who buys an option winds up losing. They'll buy it far out of the money or without a real plan. And when you do that, you have three things working against you. You have to be right on the price. You have to be right on the direction that you think the market's going to go. And you have to be right on the time. That's real tough to do. So when you sell an option, you don't have to do any of those things because time decay works in your favor. Every day that you sell that option that goes by, more money goes into your account. When you first sell it, the entire premium that you get goes in your account. And then every day, as that option decays, which they all do, your net balance goes up. So these are called vertical calls, they're called credit spreads, either puts or calls. So vertical credit spreads is what these are called. We'll talk about how those work. You can do them for credit or debit. We largely do it for credit. We like to get paid. You get paid when you open your account. And it's a known amount of risk. We'll describe that in greater detail. Warren Buffett does this in the S&P 500, and of course he works in billions. But if it's good enough for him, it's good enough for us. And we always look for about 80 to 95% 10% probability of success. Studies show that most options that expire are worthless, about 70% plus. So if you put a little trend following methodology on it, a little expertise, you can get up to the 80 to 95% probability of success on every trade. So that's really good because, of course, it's never fun to lose money. And that kind of probability gives you an edge. And as you know, in trading in the markets, you need to have some sort of an edge. And the other benefit here is a short holding period. You don't have to be in the market over any kind of a weekend. You don't have to be in the market even overnight if you don't want to be. You can be 1 to 30 days involved. So you cut down your exposure there to things like this morning when the market opened heavily down and then came back pretty strong. And we don't have to be right about the market direction. When you're doing a futures contract or buying an outright ETF, you're betting the market's going to go in one direction. We don't do that. And so that gives you another advantage as well. So let's talk about what a vertical credit spread is. From Investopedia, it's simultaneously buying and selling options with a different strike price to establish this position. So we sell one that's more expensive than the one we buy, and you get a credit that goes right in your account, as I mentioned, and that's a vertical credit spread. So a couple of things here. We'll look at a diagram of this a little bit later, but it's limited risk. The most you can lose is the amount of that spread times the number of contracts. So you know exactly going in how much you could lose if everything goes really badly. Let's say, a 9/11 happens tomorrow and you're exposed for, say a $10,000 or a $5,000 margin. That's the most you can lose. You can't lose any more than that, which is, significantly different from either naked puts or calls or futures contracts, things like that. But you also have limited reward. The most you can make is that premium that comes into our account. So it's a very, a conservative way to be in a non-conservative market, which commodities certainly are. We have a high probability of success. You can create consistent income for whatever you want to do. If you want to build net worth or extra income if you're retired or want to retire or want to tell your boss to just go away, this is a good way to do it. And I mentioned, the time decay always works in our favor. And we become the house or the insurance company. So this is an important thing to think about. If you view the markets as a casino, which they largely are, then you're the gambler. You're sitting at the table. And we, in this case, are the dealer. We are the house. If you view this as a business, we're in the insurance business. We are selling portfolio insurance to people for whatever reason they might be buying it. And just like an insurance company, we collect a premium and then occasionally we have to pay out a claim. And just like an insurance company, as long as the premiums exceed the claims, you have a profitable business. So it is limited risk, but that doesn't mean no risk. There's no perfect trade that has no risk, but this one is pretty close. Again, but if you know what you're doing. Another way to do a vertical credit spread is an iron contract. This is one of our favorite strategies, and when the conditions are right, they can really be really outstanding. So in this case, you would do a simultaneous put and a call spread. So that doubles your return for the same margin. So that's a little bit like in an IRA, if you think about it, you're getting a margin account, a leverage position inside an IRA. Real high probability, low risk trade. Again, now you get two premiums, one on each side. That's your profit. And if the one wing moves against you, then you begin to lose money on that side. So if you look at that little diagram there, so our zone of profit there is between 1.5 and 3.5. If the price of what you sold on both sides stays in that zone, you keep all the premium. If it begins to move, then you're going to lose you're going to start losing money on one side of it. This is why Charles Schwab and TD Ameritrade and all those guys let you do this for the same amount of margin, because they figure you're only going to lose on one side at a time, or can only lose one side at a time. And so for them, it's a lower risk trade as well. So we try to do we call them rolling condors, and I can explain that in a minute. I think I've got a chart that'll show how that works. So we roll these along, and you can't do them all the time, because the minute you do an iron condor, one of those wings is not in line with the trend. It makes sense, right? If gold is going up and you sell a bearish call spread, gold is going to be moving towards your short position. So that cannot turn out too well if it's a really strong bull market for gold. But if it's a flat market, consolidating market, or has just made a big move, or is it a reversal point, or is, if you're familiar with Keltner channels or Bollinger Bands, if it's at the high end of a Bollinger Band and you expect a reversal, that's a great time to do a condor. So again, we want to manage our risk, manage our trade. You have to know how to enter, how to exit, and then depending on what you're going for. I'm always curious why people are here. I don't know. David, is the audience here want to speculate, do futures? traders, retire, make money, income, be full-time traders? What would you say the general profile is here?
I'd say a lot of people are mostly shorter-term traders.
Yeah.
So futures, options, are probably the highest percentage.
Yeah, and I think that really makes sense because there's nothing wrong with investing and being an investor, certainly, but that takes a long time horizon, tremendous discipline, tremendous patience. But over time, if you have enough time, the S&P generally goes up, 8% a year. And if you have 30 years, you can build a nice nest egg. If you don't have 30 years, or if you want to amplify that, then this is certainly a good way to do that. Either, like you said, options or futures or leverage ETFs were hot for a while. I used to do those. And those can be a little tricky because, the way they're set up, they're based on the closing price every day. So if you hold one of those too long, you wind up really just going broke is what happens. So I think for people who want short holding periods, certainly the options, futures markets are a much better way to go than leverage ETFs. So let's take a look at what a vertical credit spread looks like. This is from Thinkorswim. There are two pieces you have to think about. One is trade management. One is money management. I'm sure you've heard about it today, that the most important thing is to manage risk. Traders who are in business for real, they don't think about profits. They think about risk. And you have to be able to manage and mitigate that risk and make sure you don't blow yourself up. Amateurs and gamblers will go in and shoot for the moon and usually wind up blowing themselves up. So two parts of this. There's trade management. We'll look at this one here. This is just an example. By the way, we trade with real money. It's not hypothetical or back-tested or anything like that. So this is VXX, which is a VIX ETF, and we did a 47.52 call. So we sold the 47, bought the 52. And for that, they put $420 into our account. And we did that on July 1st, expired 45 days later, and we for a 9% gain, and that works out to 71% a year on that one trade. Now, the downside is that red number there, 45.80. If the world blows up while you have that trade on in that 45 days, you could lose $4,580. But that's all you can lose. You cannot lose more than that. So that's where you have to do money management. So if your account's only worth $5,000, you don't want to take this many contracts, of course. If your account's worth $50,000, then you're probably in pretty good shape. There are all kinds of different formulas that people use, how much you should risk per trade, 1, 2, 3, 5%. If you have a small account, obviously, then you have to risk more just because you have to. So what has to happen then to be successful is you're basically starting a business that's undercapitalized. And so you've got to be a little bit lucky at the beginning and get a few winners to build the account up so you can get to a meaningful point. But with these credit spreads, an account really as small as $5,000 is suitable. You can get started with that little. And we'll talk about how that works a little bit in the next slides here. So this is an example of a two-day trade we did. You can see up the top there, 29 July, the little parentheses in two is a two-day trade. And so this is in SPY, the S&P, just for example, as a put. We sold the 318, bought the 315 with a 20-cent credit. So we made $200 on this trade. It cost us $2,813. So you see there that max loss is $2,800. The world blows up, that's the most you can lose on that trade. And we're going to make $187 minus the commission. So that works out to 6.6% return in 2 days. And if you could do that consistently over 52 weeks, that'd be $9,700 on your $2,800. So you can see that those can build up if you do them consistently. And the cool thing about weekly options is you can do this a lot. Lots of opportunities to trade gold. We're talking about commodities here today, gold and silver and oil. They all expire on Friday. So every Friday, you could have three positions expiring. There are a couple of Monday and Wednesday, which are the SPXs. But for you and for the purpose of this conversation today, Friday would be your potential payday. So here's another example of a 31.34 call on VXX again, 4.78% in 2 days. And again, the same kind of returns. So you can see that this is kind of just slow and steady. It's not too exciting. You don't make a home run. You don't hit it out of the park, but you just steadily put money in your account. And as long as you manage these trades, you know exactly how much you could lose. lose, but you never would get to that 5,700 there unless something disastrous happened. You would be out of that trade way before that. There are all kinds of ways to that people have to manage that risk. Some people say, okay, if your max profit, like in this example, is $300, then if you lost 600, 2X, then you would close the trade. Or if you lost 3X, so everybody has a different way of doing that. The only place you can really get hurt is if you let these things go to where the short strike price goes in the money, because then you start losing a lot really, really fast. So let's look at a gold options trade, since that's why we're here. It's pretty simple. You determine the daily trend. If you want to, you can determine the hourly trend. But if you're going to put one of these on a Monday, say, and then let it expire on Friday, the daily trend is good enough. You choose a time frame you're looking at, a strike price. You execute the trade, and then you monitor it. It's like any trade you would have. So if you look at today, this was the 21st of December, that was today. Gold has been in kind of a sideways channel for a long time, since mid-August, sideways to down. Just now appears to be making a turn and turning bullish. So right now we could say the daily trend is up. I think everybody would agree with that. Bouncing off that low there at 168. MACD is up. A couple simple moving averages here. The EMAs, 20 and 50, is above both of those. So gold is in a new uptrend, I think we could say, after this long sideways to kind of downward channel. You can see back in August from 194 to 168, it took a pretty good dive there. And so we don't care why it's up, just that it is. That's good enough, right? And so in this case, we would want to say, okay, well, we think gold is going up, so we want to sell what's called a bullish put spread. We'll do a put below these prices somewhere. And so if gold keeps going up, we'll keep all that premium. Conversely, if gold were going down, we would do a bearish call spread, because we want it to go away from wherever our position is. Kind of just the opposite of what everybody does. Usually in this case, you would say if you were a buyer of options, you'd want gold to go up, but we're the opposite here. So we're going to sell an option down here at the 168 level, say below that resist support. And if gold keeps going up, then we make money, and all indications are here telling us it would. So this is a think or swim. Everybody's probably familiar with that. So we'll pick our time frame, and that's Christmas Eve, the 24th. That's a good time for gold, right? 4 days from now. I think we actually looked at this yesterday. So it's a 4-day trade. That's our time frame. And you can see there are lots of opportunities here on both the calls and the put side to do this. And you can do 1-day trades. If you come in like Thursday to Friday, you can come in Friday morning, be out Friday night. You can do, we never go longer than 30 days, because your max time decay is within a 30-day period. So, and then that gives you again, you're looking for that edge, and it's all about having an edge. So we're going to say 24th of December, we think gold is going to go up. So we're going to do a put, 172, 167 put, selling the 172, buying the 167, making 17 cents. So we're going to make $157. Doesn't sound like much, and it'll take $4,800 of margin to do that. But it's a 4-day trade with a 3% gain, and we have an 89% probability of success. So again, do you want to make 100% with a 5% chance of success, or 3%, and basically 1% a day almost with a 89% chance of success? So depends again on your lifestyle and your risk tolerance, and why you're doing this, and most importantly, how you want to do this. So here's what silver looks like. Again, you can see the volumes on this thing, 41 million shares on the silver ETF. I wonder what gold was. Let's go back in there. Gold was 7 million. So silver had a huge volume today, 41 million. That's way higher than normal, I think. So again, you see silver. Then these two will pretty much track each other. They rarely will diverge, where one's positive and one's negative. But if you say that, okay, same thing for silver, we're going to sell a bullish put somewhere below this resistance of 21, somewhere right in here, 20. MACD supports that. So we'll put that trade on and then just let the clock run out, and hopefully it stays in our favor, and we keep all the money. So that's how that works. And here's oil. Now, oil has been interesting lately. As you can see, it was a long sideways channel since the summertime, a bit of a bearish configuration, and then just all of a sudden took off here in November from 29 up to 33. So that's a healthy move. Great opportunity to, again, sell a bullish put option. And again, you can do these inside your IRA. You can do these at home. You can do these on your phone. It doesn't take any kind of special account or any kind of a special setup or approvals to do. So let's talk about some of the potential benefit here. Why are you here? Has anybody asked you that question? Why are you here? David, what do you think? People want to just make money, build their net worth, be a full-time trader, tell their boss to go away. What do you think the goals are of this audience generally, would you say?
Yeah, probably mostly short-term income, but a lot of them want to trade full-time.
Yeah, I think that's a great goal, because I tell you what, and I think the virus is really, we could talk about that for a minute, has really brought into sharp focus, let's say, the risks of having a job. I mean, you are just totally at somebody else's mercy to feed your kids and plan for your retirement and pay your house payment. And, there's a good reason they say you're being a wage slave, you know. So, and I think obviously in the last 6 months, lots of jobs have just evaporated. Many are not going to come back. So it is a good idea to have a something that you can do. I guess they would say it's a side gig, right? But I wouldn't look at that. I'd say a side business, a second business, and something that could offer you and your family short-term as well as long-term financial security. And so if you take that longer view, sort of a short-term view within a long-term view, that you're going to just work at this and really be serious about it. All these things on this page are achievable. And the key is, I think I said this earlier, find something that matches you and your personality, your risk tolerance, your lifestyle, how your everyday looks. Because if it doesn't fit you, you don't have a chance at being successful. And then I see this happen all the time. People just, they just hop from one thing to the other, because it sounds good. They get into it, they pay their money, and then they leave, and then it's just, you just get on this kind of vicious treadmill of trying different stuff and none of it works, and then you just get disillusioned. But I would say don't give up, because if you're serious about this, you can do it. The statistics are against you, but that doesn't matter. If you have the drive and the discipline, you can do this. So our goals are monthly income. That's why we're doing it. And we do about 5 to 10 trades a week. It's pretty active. And it doesn't take a lot of time, but it is active. And that's good, because if you have a loser, pretty quick, it doesn't take long to recoup. Because if you control your losses, you can come back pretty fast. And then these continuing expiration dates lead to steady cash flow. So if you're a gold or silver trader, every Friday you have gold, silver, and oil expiring. And so you have three opportunities there to have, I guess you call it a Friday payday in a different sense of the word. So we do all this stuff here, and I don't want to sell anything here to you, but we've got newsletters. We do VIX. We have a VIX index program. If you're interested in VIX, it's not a commodity, but VIX is pretty interesting. We use VIX as a forecaster of what's going to happen in the equity market. And some people say it's a trading index. Some people say it's a lag. Some people say it leads. We find that VIX gives you about a 1 or 2 day warning on what's going to happen in the S&P 500, because those are like the most sophisticated traders in the world that are trading the VIX index. And same thing with gold. If gold tends to rally, that usually, if you want to diversify a portfolio, or you want to trade gold in one thing and stocks in another, that's a good idea. You can actually diversify a commodity portfolio, which is a pretty cool idea. And because diversification is always a plus, no matter what Warren Buffett says, diversification is for people who don't know what they're doing. I don't agree with that. It's a good idea to be diversified. So if you're going to trade commodities, try a couple of different things, and don't put all your eggs in one basket. So we have this pamphlet called 5 Keys to Trading Success. It's really worth reading. If you want, I can just send it to you. And we learned some things from Paul Tudor Jones. We have one trading system that Charles Dow used. It was point and finger trading. And that was even before the age of computers came along. They used to draw these things by point and figures. It's a pretty cool way to see what's going on in the market. And we got a 90-day guarantee. So if you don't like it, we don't want your money. We're really not doing this for money. We don't need your subscription. We're doing this to help people, find some freedom and some opportunities. So let's talk about pattern day trading rules. This is something that's important if you're going to be trading inside a regular brokerage account. So if you do, if you have a small account, less than $25,000, which seems to be most people's situation. So if you have $25,000, you just put it in your brokerage account, and then you can do as many trades as you want. You don't have to trade all 25,000, but you can trade a part of that unlimited. If you have less than 25,000, and most people seem to like to do this with 5 or 10 or 15,000, then you're limited to 3 round trip trades a week. But that's okay, because we just talked about 3 ETFs all expiring on Friday, so that would be 3 round trips. So you can trade a full program here with a small amount of money. And if you want to do SPX, those are Monday and Wednesday as well. So there's lots of opportunities here to get plenty of opportunity with small accounts, and then just over time let those accounts grow. So here's my challenge. David, I think I finished up here way too early. I can get some more slides out if you want to do another program. It's only 5:30. But so we have this $9 mini course. And if you want to sign up for the $9 mini course, you get 2 weeks of training signals, 2 daily newsletters. We have a Sunday briefing room. And we'll execute a real-time gold trade with us and see how we do, and a real-time silver trade. Might be for this Friday, maybe more likely for next Friday, since it's a short week with the Christmas holiday. So that is the website. And if you want to do that, join up for $9. You'll probably make more than $9 in the next 2 weeks if you do that. So Dave, I'm way early here. Do you want to do questions, or I could pull out some more slides, whatever you want to do?
I this is a bit off the topic of commodities, but I saw the VIX was way up today. Do you have any, I know you like to talk about the VIX, like you just mentioned. Do you have anything you want to share about that, or what insight you have on that?
Yeah, we could talk about the VIX. So the VIX is the fear index. It moves opposite to the S&P. So when the markets get scared, volatility goes up. So that's what happened today. We had that big sell-off at the beginning. So VIX spiked, and VIX is actually, like you said, not a commodity, but behaves very similarly to a commodity. So we could see that coming. It was starting to go up a day or two ago. So we were expecting a sell-off, at least a small sell-off today. And if you want, I could pull up, remember that the favorite trading indicators? We could talk about some of those that would also apply very much to gold and silver, if you want to do that.
Or just sure,
talk. Okay, let me, what should I do? Stop sharing and then pull something else up and then come back? Let's do that, huh?
Yeah, that works.
Okay, hang on a second. I'll be right back. Should be back. What do you think? Can you see me?
Yeah.
Okay. So this will be absolutely applicable to if you want to do gold or silver ETFs, all these things we're going to talk about. Same disclaimers. We won't go through all that. And this will be actually some good stuff here, because there's some indicators here that would work great. Even if you want to do futures trading, this will work. So we got the VIX, as David mentioned. So this is the CBOE Volatility Index. And actually, this is a futures contract. You can trade it as a futures contract, or you can trade it as an ETF. And over the past 20 years, it's done all this. This is the financial crisis, went almost to 100, and it reverts, it means reverts back and forth. And what David just mentioned, it goes lots of opportunity. It'll spike up during times of fear and then decline during times of calm. And it moves opposite the S&P 500. So that's what happened today. The S&P 500 took a sharp decline, and VIX spiked. Let's talk about a couple of these trading strategies. And whatever you're doing, these work in any markets. If you're going to trade futures, this will work. If you're going to trade stocks, gold ETFs, whatever you want. So one is RSI. Everybody knows about this. And this is a pretty simple reversal trade. If it gets to be overbought, say at 70, or oversold at 30, the next move is very likely, let's say it's up here at 70 here in June, the next move is very likely going to be down. This is simple mean reversion trade. You can do this on any time frame, any commodity, anything. And it's very predictable and easy to do. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this out. These charts are on every package you could find. Then the, let's see, actually, what I get off this. So this is a 2-period RSI. It's that one we just looked at. That was the 14 period. This is 2-period. This was invented by a guy named Larry Connors. He was I think he's still active, real well-known trader, had a big website, wrote a bunch of books. So you can see it's the same idea. When you get oversold or overbought on this 2-period, the next move is very predictable. This would be for a shorter term. This would be, and again, you can do this on any time frame. If you're on a 2-minute chart trading commodities, you can do this. If you're on a 5-minute bar, this, 30-minute bars, whatever it is, you you can use this. And it's very compelling. If you look at this, it's, again, a very simple way to figure out. It's a trend reversal situation. This is what we talked about, the point and figures. This are not in great use right now, but Charles Dow actually used this one because it was before the age of computers. So you can imagine what this is like trying to do these by hand every day. But the cool thing is it takes out the noise of the market. So if it's a column of X is there, like that right column, last one, that's demand is in control. Column of O is supply is in control. And it gives you a price objective, that 22 PO. So, you know, when you trade, everybody says you're supposed to have a price objective. This gives it to you. So there's a ton of stuff about this on the internet. Stockcharts.com has a whole big section on it if you're interested. It's a different way of looking at things. People still use it, not too much, but it certainly it can be effective. And of course, everybody knows MACD and it's famous, but I'll tell you what, MACD is a lagging indicator. If you use MACD alone by itself without something else, you are certain to lose money over the long run. That's the downside to MACD. The upside is that everybody watches it. And so when you see these moves start to turn like this one is here with the green circle around it, the herd is going to follow that and you can follow the herd and make money doing that. This is a favorite of mine, Ichimoku Cloud. If you're going to be a futures trader, this is one you should learn about because it's big into Forex traders particularly. And the unique thing about this is it'll actually project into the future. It's the only indicator I've seen that'll do this. A bunch of different little moving lines and zigzags here in that big cloud. But basically, when prices are above the cloud, you are in a bullish market. And when these little lines cross over, those can be sell signals. Again, there's a lot of stuff out here to get in and learn about. But it works, again, any time frame, any market. And it's very significantly successful. And again, the cool part is, like here, you can see where the price ends right here. It's projecting ahead that things are going up. So this is a SPY chart. And right now, the SPY chart looks a lot like this. We should pull up a gold chart if we could, see what it says with Ichimoku. We'll do that in a second. There's a lot to learn about this, but you can get into that. Okay, so here's what Ichimoku looks like on a regular chart. And what else we got here? We talked about some of this already. Okay, well, that gets us closer to the end, I think, David. We can do some more stuff, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, we have another about 15 minutes if you have anything else you want to share.
Yeah, see, I can pull out of my bag here. Oh, gosh. I usually don't miss this much, but I don't know how this happened. I apologize. But,
commodities are more of a narrower topic.
Yeah, what have people been talking about so far? Just
Lots of different stuff. Some investing, some futures trading, options trading. So a good mix of different topics today.
Let me pull up this Ichimoku cloud today on gold just to see what it says. It'll be interesting to take a look at.
Also, in the chat, someone asked, do iron condors have any advantage over regular?
Yeah, the iron condors are, their big advantage is you get twice the income for the same amount of risk. I mean, that's far and away the biggest advantage. And so I like iron condors a lot. Okay, let me see if I can, I'll go back to sharing here, and I've got a silver chart up here. Okay, so let's dig into this. It looks kind of crazy, right? But this is silver today. So you can see how this works. So you have the cloud. So the prices, silver's been pretty much, I don't follow silver that much, but you can see it's been pretty much in a bear market since late September. The prices dropped down there below the cloud. All the lines moved down. That's bearish, obviously, and then moved sideways. Had a little pop there in November. It came back down. And now all of a sudden, a big jump up. So you can see that little blue line there has moved above the red. That's like a moving average crossover in a normal situation. That would be a buy signal. And now it's above the cloud, which is another buy signal. That cloud serves as support and resistance. And then this is the cool part where you can look ahead. So it's forecasting here that pink cloud is going to continue until about the 18th of January. So we can expect not real strong silver prices between now and mid-January, almost a month actually. But then you can see how it turns green. So towards the latter part of January, it's forecasting a jump. And that is pretty interesting. And so so it gives you an edge as a trader. Anything like that you can get will give you an edge. So this is, this cloud formation is wildly popular with Forex traders and also with commodity traders. And again, you can do it on any time frame. This is a daily. You can do 1 hour, 1 minute, 5 minutes, you know, whatever you want. So we use this quite a bit. We use daily and sometimes hourly. So it's a little known, but really, really cool way to trade. Let me see what it says about oil here. We'll just take a look at US oil fund. So oil is just screaming higher. You can see that. If you had followed the Ichimoku cloud on this one, you would have entered a week buy signal would have been back here where the blue crossed the red at about 27 on USO. And then a stronger buy signal would be when the price went above the cloud. So you could have scaled in a little bit here, a little more up here at 29. And then, of course, it's on straight up here until today. So that's, you know, give you a real good indication of how that chart looks. And then if you mentioned VIX, we can take a look at VIX. So that was the spike that David was talking about. But I'm going to go back to just a regular chart on VIX because it's just worth taking a look at because this will impact whatever you're doing. It'll impact you. So that's what VIX looks like. And we'll put a couple of indicators on here. Put a 20 and a 50. All right. So like David said, VIX had a huge spike. But look what happened. See, it spiked way up at the open. And then this is typical of VIX. Then it came back down and closed much, much lower. And you can see all through here, this goes back to last July, how it'll do that. It'll go up and down, it reverts to the mean. So you have to be very nimble to trade this on shorter time frames. But you can do it with options. It's a great option tool because let's say right in here, you could be selling puts, moves away from you, and here you sell calls, the opposite, that mean reversion, you know, all the time. Which if you're nimble, get a real lucrative. The VIX options expire every Tuesday. That's a European option, it's called. What else do you want to talk about, Dave? We could talk about, did oil, didn't we? Yeah, we did oil already. Okay. Yep. So I'm not a salesman for stock charts, but it's a great place to go. I do everything pretty much on Thinkorswim. And you can do options in commodities, too. I did that for quite some time. I sold options in the commodities markets. You can do that. It's easy to do. And the problem with options, though, in the commodities world is that they're pretty thinly traded. So what happens is it's really annoying. The market makers know where your stops are and they just come down and hit them. And they do that all the time and just take your money. And so in my view, I did a lot of commodities trading. This is about 20 years ago, I guess, 25 years ago. And I've had the best luck with the more liquid ones. Like, you know, you try coffee or orange juice. Some of those, they just kill you, you know. And the better ones, though, like the indexes, bigger ones, index, the bonds, some of the currencies, like the euro, those have, I think, in my view, the best chance of success. Because those little markets, they're run by a handful of guys, and they know you're out there and where you are, and they'll just come and take your money. All right, so we got some messages. It looks like some chat. Do you want to answer some questions, or do you have questions? I don't know. We can do that for a little bit.
Hey, Anka, are you there? Okay. Yeah. I thought you might have something to...
Yeah, I see a bunch of questions here. Yeah, so let's see. Matt flies the F-18, yeah?
Yeah, cool. I think we answered most of those.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we can close it down there. And thanks for being here.